This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4. The Volume 4 in letter number 1188. This is 12th day of El Tavshidal, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing this to the administrators of the Yeshiva Achit Mimim Lubavitch in Dorchester, Boston. Dorchester / Boston, hyphen Boston. Shem Alei Yisholm Avrochem. The Rebbe says, it is with great happiness I received your letter that next week you're going to celebrate the Chanukah Sabbai's dedication of the room, of the house, which is going to come together with the beginning of the season of learning in the yeshiva. I want to express here my blessing to all members of the administration, as well as the Rosh Yeshivas, the head of the yeshiva and the teachers, and also to all those that did help in the past and continue to help physically and spiritually, that Hashem may be blessed, should make you all happy in all of your individual and your communal affairs. It is known, the expression of my father-in-law, Rebbe, when he used to say, this is based on the principle of our sages, that Hashem pays his reward measure for measure. So therefore, all those who work to bring Jewish people closer to their Father in heaven, all Jewish people are called children. Hashem gives them so much more that they should have lots of nachas, Jewish nachas, from their own children and from their own family members and from themselves. The idea of a dedication of a new home is that in the home, the person finds himself with all of his matters, all of his characteristics. The house encompasses the external as well as the internal. The home needs to protect him from various matters which could, God forbid, cause harm. But in a much greater measure, it is true with regards to a yeshiva, which for sure is a yeshiva, especially a Lubavitch yeshiva, is not only to teach the students, the boys and the girls, a detailed study, but most important, to raise them. They should be whole Jews in all of their matters, and also to protect them from various winds which blow from all the time on into this world. And today, it's with even more force and with more anger, all these strange winds that are attacking us, and we have to protect them. And they wish to uproot, tear away, God forbid, shouldn't happen, Jewish children from their source, which is Torah mitzvahs, which connect us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am sure that on the basis of the blessing that my father-in-law blessed the Yeshiva Achit Mimim Lubavitch in Dorchester, Boston, that she will go on this mentioned path to raise the boys and the girls, students, that they should be whole Yidden, whether they're at home, whether they're in the street, whether they're in the yeshiva, and oh, when they leave the yeshiva. I want to add my blessing that Hashem should help that the number of students and the boys and girls should be increased more and more, and that in very soon you should be able to say that this room, this place, is no longer sufficient, and you need even a greater building than till now. I conclude my blessing to all those that work with the holy institution and their friends physically and spiritually together. This was a dedication for the building, but this was still in Dorchester. This was in 1951. We led another letter earlier, and this was said to Mr. Prilik. I mentioned to you that I knew him also. The Rebbe wrote to him. The Rebbe said that he met with him, who wrote to the Rebbe about that they need more place. And he actually lived in Canton, this Mr. Prilik. next door, and the Rebbe, you know, the Rebbe encouraged him that they should go ahead and continue increasing and making more rooms for the yeshiva, to make more rooms for the kids to come to the to school. And that, so this is related to them. This looks like the Chanukah Sabayis, and it's interesting. That was the 25th day of Iyar. This was just, you know, several months later. I guess over the summer they rebuilt it, and they made the Chanukah Sabayis. Chanukah Sabayis is the dedication of the new.
Wow. So I guess that's like all Chanukah, the new. Is the dedication.
That's right. Oh, yeah, so.